we're speaking with Bob Dineen, who is president of the Renewable Fuels Association, and we're going to talk a little bit about a poll that was just released that was commissioned by RFA. Bob, tell me, what are some of the most important findings that you think came out of this poll?
Well, one of the most important findings from this poll is that it affirmed what I think many of us have understood for quite some time, that Americans absolutely still believe that we need to be maximizing the use of domestically produced renewable fuels like ethanol. Indeed, 74% of Americans think that we need to be using more ethanol. 87% want the government to actively support the development of renewable fuels in this country. Those are powerful numbers, particularly given the barrage of negative media attention and misinformation that has been out there about renewable fuels over the past several months. Americans get it. Americans understand that we are in a crisis with respect to our energy usage in this country, and that we have to do more to promote domestic renewables like ethanol.
The poll also asked about food prices, which have gotten a lot of media attention, especially just about everything, it seems like, is being blamed on ethanol as far as food prices are concerned. What did this poll find as far as what the Americans that were polled in this particular survey, what do they think are the causes for higher food prices?
Well, this poll showed that Americans are really pretty darn smart. And despite all of the misinformation that's been out there suggesting that ethanol is causing consumer prices over a wide range of products from beef jerky to milk, that the real cause of rising consumer food prices is something other than ethanol. Indeed, 84% of Americans believe that something other than ethanol is the major factor in rising consumer food prices. Indeed, 46% blame higher oil prices. 15% cite rising global demand for food. 14% are looking at drought and other weather conditions, and only 7% believe that ethanol is the primary cause. Those are very important numbers, particularly given the barrage of misinformation that has been out there.
Well, as most people know, well, probably not most people, but most people should be aware that the cost of food is not really dependent so much on what the farmer gets, but from all the middlemen. And you might point out how much of the cost of the American's food supply comes from all those costs that come from before, from the time it gets from the field to the table.
Absolutely. The fact that there's little more than 4 cents worth of corn in a box of cornflakes, 9 cents worth of barley and a six-pack of beer, is suggesting that a modest and long overdue increase in commodity grain prices is not going to have the impact on consumer prices that petroleum will have. When petroleum impacts every component of the distribution network, from transportation to marketing to packaging, and when you're looking at $93 a barrel oil, the American consumers clearly understand that that is going to have a much more significant impact on consumer prices than a small increase in the price of corn.
Whenever a survey or a poll comes out, as we know, it often depends on how the questions are asked, who is doing the survey, or who it's being done for, and that kind of thing. And as a matter of fact, we have another survey that just came out, done by a major food manufacturer, that claims that Americans think that ethanol is the reason for the higher food prices. Why is this survey, this poll that you've done here, why do you think that this is a better, I get the reflection of what Americans are actually thinking?
Well, the poll that one food company did was an internet-based poll. And there's a whole lot of data that would suggest that polling information gathered over the internet is not terribly reliable. This was an independent analysis. We told the group essentially what issues we wanted to have addressed, but they wrote up the questions. And they they alternated the questions and the answers to get a more random sample. And it was a nationwide survey of more than 1,000 respondents, which is typical of national polls. And we're very confident that these numbers indeed reflect where America is on these important energy and food issues.
Now, besides the Renewable Fuels Association releasing the results of this survey, it's also been released by a new group called Renewable Fuels Now, a coalition of groups of which RFA is a member. What can you tell us about this new coalition, Renewable Fuels Now?
Well, the Renewable Fuels Now coalition is a assembly of a number of groups that would be familiar to your listeners. The RFA, obviously, the American Coalition for Ethanol, Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, the National Corn Growers Association, 2020 Vision, the Ethanol Producers and Consumers, various state renewable fuels associations, the IndyCar Series, the Clean Fuels Development Coalition, and more. It is a growing coalition of groups that are actively promoting the increased development, production, and use of ethanol and biodiesel today.
Why did you and these other groups feel that there was a need for a coalition like that at a time, at this time right now, to help promote renewable fuels even more?
Well, there's been so much misinformation out there over the past several months as companies that had grown accustomed to cheap corn and other companies that have seen their market share in the energy markets threatened by the increased use of ethanol, that we really felt that we needed to get out there in a much more aggressive and public fashion. We need to do so in a coordinated way. We need to pool the resources that many of these groups have and make sure that we're not conceding the field to those that would misrepresent the facts, distort what is really happening in the marketplace to pursue their own agenda. And I think we're going to have an impact. I'm excited about this No Coalition. I'm excited about the types of things that we are going to be doing. And we're going to make sure that Americans who do tend to get it, as this poll data would suggest, continue to have access to the very best, the most timely and the most accurate information about ethanol, other renewable fuels, and their impacts on the energy markets in this country, and certainly food markets as well.
All right, let's wrap it up then. Thank you very much, Bob.
It.